and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say. Today, I say we hear what we have to say. Today, it's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in.
Hey,
oh, they do it.
Hey,
drug dealing music.
Hey,
I influence.
Hey,
I influence.
Yeah, oh,
that was hype.
Block of flame.
That was hype.
Man, these kids will never know.
I know, right?
I they go think... hard in the mother hype. Hey, what you think? What the you think? Yeah, it's a party, it's a party, it's a party. Oh, wow.
It's crazy because the music for kids now, I don't even know if there is party. It's like, what's party music now?
What is party music? It's probably something you can TikTok to, TikTok dance to.
Yeah, that makes
sense. You know, they play the part that's known for it's in the TikTok, and they have no idea what to do for the rest of the song because it's usually 10 seconds of the song that they know. And then the rest of the song, they have
crazy.
No clue. This poor generation. Yeah, what do you do at clubs
they don't
for
know.
These kids? These kids, what, how do they go clubbing?
EDM music makes sense. You can dance to that. But
yeah,
like,
I guess.
But like, what's the new hip hop like? Waka.
What's a? I don't know, man. You know? I don't pay attention to the Gen Z music nowadays. So
damn.
I really don't know.
Damn.
Y'all can fill us in on that because I really
yeah.
Don't
let
know
us know.
Good. I mean, I assume NBA YoungBoy is good. He seems to be
he's
popular.
Yeah.
I guess Drake is up there. He's pretty popular.
Yeah.
Probably Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny. Hey, the man.
Yeah. You know, SZA's really popping right now.
Yeah.
She's killing it.
Beast.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah, whatever y'all listen to, you Gen Z kids, you cool cats and kids.
Let us know. I'm interested.
Keep us posted. But I haven't done the intro yet.
You haven't. Got caught up, man.
All right, moving on. All right, so this week's episode, we're just going to discuss a few things here and there. So we'll just start there because we started already. So, Young World!
The Echo.
I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Welcome to coming back to another week of another episode, another edition of The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Welcome back.
Like Mace.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Huge.
It's unfortunate that is after Harlem World, that was it.
Hey, man, anything you get yourself out of Diddy and he doesn't have his name in Diddy right now,
oh boy,
that's a win to me, man. So good for you, Mace.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Disassociated with all of that.
Like, yeah. Right. I think Diddy, I mean, Mace paid his dues, man. Yeah, he paid the Illuminati, sent the check.
Yeah.
He's got the podcast, right?
Yeah, and he's doing really well for himself. So good for him.
Love it.
All right. Yeah, I guess if, you know, you survive Diddy, you survive anything, I guess. You know what I mean? I was on an Instagram page and they posted like motivational videos and stuff from like famous people, and the one they posted today was from Diddy. And I'm like, y'all don't see what's going on?
Really?
I'm like,
that's
man,
wild.
Y'all don't see what's going on today? What's going on?
Who approved this?
I don't know. I'm like, man, y'all don't know what's going on?
Who approved
this? You think I'm gonna listen to this clown? Not right now.
That's
you know,
crazy.
You got to disassociate with all that, you know?
That's actually crazy.
Let him go to court, see if he's innocent, and go from there. But whatever. To each their own. Ryan, say hello to the young world.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy.
Happy, lovely Thursday. And thank you for listening to another episode with Carlos and I. Happy Friday if you happen to be listening on a Friday, and happy weekend if you happen to be listening on the weekend, you know, just because we know we're so close to it. Carlos and I... You know, as you can tell from our last episode, you know, there's definitely been some movement. There still might be. Carlos and I definitely don't know about, you know, kind of the final setting of what our next sort of studio or space happens to look like. But, you know, we're open to ideas as well. So please, you know, let us know if you want to see anything in the background. We have some cool ideas that are hopefully coming up. We're getting a couch in here as well soon. So super exciting. But thank you for joining in to another part of our journey. We're at about 140 episodes, I think it is, which is crazy. Crazy, absolutely mental. Crazy. 140, mental. I'm pretty sure, was our mental. last episode. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts, allowing Carlos and I to be able to listen in. Are you listening in to us to talk about whatever we want to talk about or watching? You know, just kind of supporting us in that sense to be able to keep doing what we're doing. So thank you. Love you to death. Yeah. Let's jump right to it. Well, you know
what? This just in.
Oh.
Dak Prescott arrested. Or they're investigating him.
What?
Says apparently Prescott sexually assaulted a female.
What?
2017.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Isn't he with somebody? I swear he's been with his college girlfriend for like years.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Well, you know what I mean? When you're on the field, you gotta feel like, apparently, you gotta throw some bombs on and off the field, you know? You gotta.
Damn.
Sexual assault.
I remember.
Again, we don't know if he's guilty or innocent. Allegations.
Allegations. We'll keep you tuned.
Allegations.
But I remember I don't remember why I was there, and I don't remember what her name was or anything like that.
Uh-oh.
But I was watching football one day, and I think it was the Colts versus the Cowboys, like, at somebody's house. I don't even remember.
Okay.
And there was this one girl there, and she was, like, the biggest Cowboys fan that I've ever seen, like, in Canada, like... She wore like the whole getup. Like,
I probably would not like her if we
this and that, talking about how good the Cowboys are, this and that. God. And then she talked about how much she loved Dak Prescott, like absolutely adored him.
Mm.
Like, phone as a background, damn. Dak. Yeah, like
obsession.
Had a Dak Prescott jersey.
It's an obsession.
But said he was like the most like loveliest person ever in the world, kind of thing. And I remember being like, man, Dak sucks.
Damn.
But.
Oh, damn.
But I don't, but now it's trying to bother, it's almost bothering me because I don't remember who this person is. But, you know, shout out to you. I hope you're doing okay.
Even I'm sure you had remember
the,
who
I'm
you
sure
are.
You had the bad news. But yeah, that's tough.
Super, but if she was tough. A real supporter, she would follow up. She'll still keep him as the phone background, even through all these allegations.
She pulled the, what's that, that mass murderer dude where all the girls were like loving him after or during his court cases?
Oh, Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy.
Well, I mean, yeah, she's a fan. She's supposed to, you know, follow and support them no matter what. Yeah. So let's see what you really like, Miss. How about them Cowboys? Huh? How about them Cowboys? Oh, whatever. I wish you're the worst.
That's crazy.
Worst. No wonder why you don't remember her, because she's the worst. There it is. There it is, folks. Well, again, these are all allegations. This is just incoming news now, so we don't know for sure. But, you know, hopefully justice is served and the right thing is done after the court case. So, because again, we don't know.
We don't definitely know.
We don't know. All right. You want to get into this? What you got? Did you get this today or this week?
It was on Monday.
Okay.
So just before Carl starts talking about it, just to give a little bit of background, I am part of this association called the International Practice Management Association. And in a nutshell, it is pretty much all of the major IPMA. That's what they call it, but IMPA or whatever.
I think a girl gave me an IPMA once. I got to get tested.
So it's, International Practice Management Association. So pretty much in a nutshell, it is an organization for all, like, across North America, for all corporate managers of law firms normally, or any sort of service provider, a legal service provider in the firm, like in the legal sector. They can all come together and they just pretty much talk about like how they can manage people, you know, the sort of new and ideas that are coming up in the law, in like law across North America, just new ideas on like how to deal with people, so that kind of stuff. And like, you know, how Canada and North America kind of come together as like legal law firms and work together to be like the best law firms that they can be, kind of thing. So I show up. I'm part of the association because it's just part of the field that I'm in. A lot of my clients happen to go and stuff like that. So I'm there just to be able to kind of support them and be that. But this Monday was one of the most interesting IPMA meetings I've ever been to.
One of the best Monday Night Raw episodes and of the year.
It was strictly about how words stay with you, or like words are strong or something like that.
Words are strong.
Something like that. It was something. I forget exactly what the title of the
what was it,
title
the spelling
was
bee?
I don't know. But it was words stay with you or something like that. That's what I took away from it. So then it was all about the inclusiveness and like progressive words and what can and can't be used now going forward in the legal industry, and like what law firms should look out for when talking internally to their people as well as externally when they're dealing with clients. So let's go. Let's give us your take on this, Carlos.
All right.
Carlos is looking at this before we started the show today.
So I find this paper and I'm like, what's going on here? And folks, we're not talking just like one page. It's a whole last goddamn document.
it is a legal document.
To words and phrases to avoid in the workplace. I won't bore you with everything, but let me give you the highlights.
Yeah.
Let's go through the highlights. Hacker. In job descriptions, the term hacker can be gender biased. Alternatives include engineer or developer. Folks, if you're using hacker on your resume to get jobs, don't even. Why would that impress somebody?
I don't know.
Folks, come on. Do better. Lame, apparently you're not allowed to use. Yeah. It's in reference to people with reduced mobility. Since when?
I don't know. I've heard that like a couple times in passing.
I've never in my life used that term against somebody in a wheelchair. Be like, bro, you're lame because you're in a wheelchair. That makes no sense.
Probably.
You're lame because you motherfucker trying to steal from me. You're lame because, dude, you don't want to go out and party. You're immobile. Get off your ass and let's go. You're lame.
It's got to be back from like the 60s or the 70s or something like that, I would think. Maybe even earlier than that. Like the 20s.
Man, I just see this now. Man, apparently you can't use. What is this?
Oh, like, what's up, man?
The usage of this term as a synonym for work, as in man hours, man the inbox, man the conference booth. Okay. This is unnecessarily gendered language. Try simplifying by using work instead. Nah, I man the inbox because I'm a goddamn man. And that's what I do, baby. Here's one. Ninja/rockstar. By the way, no relation within the two. If you're a ninja, you're not a rock star. If you're a rock star, you're certainly not a ninja. I don't know why they're both in the same. These words should be removed from job description. Okay. I think this is one of those things that it goes without saying should not be included on your resume. No? In the corporate field, I mean.
Unless you're like Donatello and Raphael or something like that.
Can you imagine just like, I'm just here to look for a job. And I really hope to get to work with you guys one day. My man, are you one of the Ninja Turtles? Are you really? And you're looking for a job? Yeah.
Master Splinter.
And plus, if it was one of the Ninja Turtles, they'd freak out because a turtle is literally talking to them in their office. God, I can't even. Dude. Sorry, folks. Apologies. I'm still looking for
that. Still looking.
Peanut Gallery. Peanut Gallery. And
I have no idea what that would.
You know, Peanut Gallery is referring to the Charlie Brown's crew is referred to as the Peanut Gallery.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
and
what?
Apparently, you
so
can't
what,
use it.
So what is
the term for heckling or wanted disturbance originates from the 1920s when the Peanut Gallery referred to the black section of theaters, which were only places that people of color were allowed to sit in at the time. The phrase was meant to poke fun at the idea of people of color engaging in intellectualism.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Third world, used negatively to connote undemocratic or impoverished countries or regions. Try developing countries instead.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of like different terms that people would probably use in their day to day. Like, I know even when I was listening to that presentation, I was like, wow, I didn't know you can't use that. Like, what was another one? Hip, hip, hooray.
Hip, hip, hooray, you can't use.
Hip, hip, hooray,
so all of you that are fans of Naughty by Nature, try rephrasing the sentence or the title of that song. So instead of master, use mind, primary, head, principle. Master is a word you should avoid in your everyday life. So please avoid it. So instead of, try using. I primary baited to this hot chick on Pornhub. I'm finna main bait to this one OnlyFans model. Things like that.
Or I principal baited.
Now hold on, blacklist, deny list, or whitelist. It use allow list. Now why is allow black list. Deny and white allow? Y'all finna turn me into Umar Johnson in a second if you keep pissing me off. Y'all finna.
Telling you, man.
Oh my god.
Telling you.
Bossy. Apparently, you can't use bossy in the workplace. Use driven.
That person is driven.
That person
definitely that just person. Changes the
it's
whole.
But I'm bossy is like an insult term. You're supposed to. Okay.
It changes the
Here's
whole,
the deal.
Whole
Here's the problem with these people. Okay. Not to come across as a racist or anything, but a white person 100% wrote this. It's not even like up for discussion. If you want to debate me on this, 100% this person was Caucasian. But my thing is, what's with all this victimization and all that, you know, trying to look like the hero saving people that are, you know, minorities, all right? Apparently, I'm not even allowed to use the word minority, but I'm using it anyway.
Wow.
But anyways, what is with this? I don't get it. You know what this is? This is kind of like people who call out things that are inappropriate in general, like saying... You can't. What's a phrase that's like you that usually people say? Like if you see an adult hanging out with a kid at the park, they have no relation to one another. You assume that they're freaking. He's a pedophile trying to hit on the kid. No, it's just a freaking dude watching a kid. It could be like his goddaughter or his one of his best friend's kids. You know what I mean? Why do you have to? You're the problem. If you're the ones making these nasty ass assumptions in your head. You're gross. This is like this. All right. You're not helping people. You're the problem because you're the person that takes up all these sick things and trying to assume that means negative. All right.
Assuming, man.
Assuming. You're assuming shit. Unbelievable. That's you're the problem. Not these people that use words like this. They're not the problem. They might not even mean offense to it. They could say the word. They're like, you're not supposed to say that. I'm going to tell on you. I'm going to tell on you. No.
It doesn't work like that, folks.
Stop giving me restrictions. It's gonna piss me off, and I'm gonna lose my shit. All right, quit it, cut it out. Imagine me. I can't use the word master in my goddamn or what a hip hip hooray. I can't use hip hip hooray anymore.
I don't know.
Spirit. Okay, apparently that's offensive. Blackout. So how am I supposed to describe my goddamn weekends with Ryan over here then? Huh? We got African Americans out drunk over the weekend, or we got block day or restricted day. We had a restricted day. Yeah, me and Ryan had a restricted day at the goddamn bar.
Restricted out last night, man. Goddamn.
It was a hell of a restricted day at the goddamn cold or freaking Big Trouble last weekend.
Oh, what's the hug one?
Hug. Yes.
Hug was a funny one.
Hug. It's an acronym, though, so don't be going, please, let me give you a wrap-around-the-arms interaction. HUG stands for Historically Underrepresented Group. I didn't know that when I was doing that to females when I was in... I didn't know that.
No idea.
Hmm. I never use this term. I'm going to use that from now on, though. Hey, girl, long time no talk. Come here and give me a historically underrepresented group over here, girl. Yes, sir. These terms are more inclusive alternatives to dated language like minority.
So just before we get off the topic and my last thoughts on this about the list in itself, the only good thing about it was good learning about all this kind of stuff in a sense. But at the end of the meeting, a couple of the older people that were at the meeting, they were saying that, you know, it's tough to always be on your tippy toes to know exactly what's right and what's wrong. And then instead of things like cancel culture or like automatically, you know, assuming that a person is meaning bad in some sort of sense, it's all about like learning. So it's all about like trying to teach somebody to do better. It's like, man, why are we canceling people if they don't happen to know that this is wrong? They're just kind of using
it. No ill will.
Yeah, no ill will. Yeah, no ill intention or nothing like that. It is really just more of a learning process, or people need to learn. use this as a learning process where it's like we can learn to be better in a sense. So yeah, like some of the words were just, you know, I don't know. Ridiculous. It's crazy to see, and I get it in a sense, just being in the industry and trying to be progressive and inclusive in that sense. But yeah, some of them were just, they threw me off. But yeah, that's all I got. I
that Khalees song from my playlist. I can't use that term anymore. It's sad.
But yeah.
Sad world we live in. Oh boy. Because you have to be perfect, apparently. Like, you have to be tip top perfect. Like, one minor little infraction on you and you're done. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. End of the road. Back to square one.
Mm-hmm.
So, sucks to be you, Gen Z, because you guys are you guys are screwed, all right? Damn. Yeah, y'all missed out because us millennials, we had a great time. We had a great time. I'm telling you, I appreciate it. All right. Oh, by the way, if we were talking about how there's like big ass cats last week.
Yes, Mancoons.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Again, I'm still not for them, and they should all go extinct. But all I'm saying is that I was talking to Vitalia, who happened to listen to the episode last week. And she was like, Carlos, you mentioned whoever owns cats like that are psychopaths. I'm like, yeah, my parents own cats like that. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, my parents have a really big cat. I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, why?
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Vitalia. Yeah, love you, girl.
Shout out to you, Vitalia.
Love you.
Overall, I'm going to say, have your parents stay away from me. I can't deal with them. Right? People who own cats like that, no, they live a very dangerous life, and I'm not about that. All right, cats should be yay big and should sit on your lap. If you're too big to do that, you need to be in the jungle. That's all I got to say on that.
I can see that.
Should not be in your home. If you stand your cat up and it's almost near me in height, back to the jungle you go. Go ahead and become a tiger, because that is not it. That is not for me. No. Not going to happen, Chief.
Crazy.
Not going to happen. I can't. But I just wanted to shout out Vitalia on that. I watched Dune Part 2 last night.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it good?
It was great.
It was good? You would recommend?
I highly recommend it.
Yeah, you would recommend.
Like, it's fantastic.
It's better than the first one.
I generally thought it was.
Okay.
It was okay. I watched it in IMAX, too. So
was there a lot of criticism against the movie?
The second one?
Yeah.
No, actually, it was like very highly regarded, and I thought so. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even want to watch the movie because I wasn't really that interested. But then, like, when I got into it, damn, it was
best movies alive.
One of the best, I think.
Wow,
yeah, it's a really good movie. So y'all need to go to the theaters and watch this because it's super good.
I haven't even seen the first one.
I encourage you to watch it. Right. I don't know if you like it, but it's not even like an action. It's like a political action drama movie.
Sci-fi.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I recommend. I also recommend American Fiction. It was they actually won an Oscar this past weekend.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Their best is it adapted or original screenplay?
American. Where would that be?
Prime Video in Canada. There's Amazon Prime in Canada. So check it out. And Oppenheimer also won Best Picture.
Yep.
Rightfully so. Great movie. Great movie. Fantastic movie.
We saw that movie, yeah.
Yes, we saw that movie in the theaters. Good-ish, you know, solid stuff. Robert Downey Jr. won his first Oscar.
Wow.
So shout out to him, his very first one.
Congratulations, man.
And you know, he was actually on SNL.
I had no idea.
He was a cast member on SNL.
No idea.
Yeah, he was only there for like 2 weeks.
Damn.
But then the drugs started.
Oh,
he did drugs, got arrested, and then, but he turned his life around, and that's the message, y'all.
Yep.
But like, if you turn your life around, you focus, truly you can get stuff, man. He became Iron Man, all right, y'all. He's doing
pretty
it.
Huge. I'm pretty sure there's like a mugshot somewhere of him.
There's a bunch of them. He got arrested a plenty of times. He even said so himself. They asked him recently, like, if you weren't doing acting, what would you be doing? He's like, honestly, hard time. Hard time in prison.
Yep.
Like, damn. Well, there it is, folks.
Oh, he's honest.
He's on. He seems like a genuine guy. I like him. Shout out to you, RDJ. You're invited to the cookout.
Love that.
I'm still thinking about that list thing. That pisses me off so much. Whoever made that list, honestly, you can ip my ass, all right? Ip my ass. How about that?
I don't know.
Unbelievable. What terms are here on here again? I can't say cripple, so I can't tell. I can't say what I'm finna do to you if I see you in the street. Guru, you can't say. Mantra. You could say North Star, mission statement, or motto.
No idea.
Now she want a photo. You already know. Though. You only once. That's a North Star. No, that doesn't even fit. No. Brown bags. But they are brown bags, though, no? Like the ones in lunch?
I don't know.
But they are brown bags.
Actually, somebody brought that up in the meeting. They're like, what's brown bags?
Yeah.
And the person said they saw the description of it, and it was like supposedly back in like, I don't know, like the 50s or something like that, all rich people didn't carry bags that were brown.
Okay.
Like the color brown.
Okay.
And anyone who did was considered poor. So then when people used to bring brown bags to like an event or something like that, that's how they would distinguish like the, whether you were rich or you were poor. Only the poor people use brown bags.
But if you are using a brown bag, are you not poor?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know anymore.
They have lunch boxes and all that. If you're still using a brown bag,
there's I miss those brown paper bags.
I use brown paper bags.
Yeah, I miss that.
What the heck? They used to make lunch. I remember they were at a daycare. They used to make us lunch and to take to school.
Yeah.
And they would put it in brown paper bags.
I remember like arts and crafts and stuff. Yeah. Oh, you know what was my favorite about brown Valentine's Day?
Yes.
When you would make your little Valentine thing and you put it at the front.
God. Yes.
Good times.
Yes, you used it. But now you can't use that term anymore.
No.
So Valentine's Day
bag.
It's lunch and learn or tech talks.
Yeah. Mm. No idea.
Man, I'm finna put my Valentine card on this tech talk right here. Shit. Whatever, man. I don't know. I'm fed up. How much time we have left? I have a Some People's Kids, but I don't know if my rant is going to overwhelm it.
I think we're going to have to...
All right, we'll take a break.
Take a break here and listen to our commercial that we have, / test.
Yeah.
But it was good. So we'll be back.
We'll be back. Back.
We'll be back. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Move. Get out the way.
Three, six, nine. Damn, you're fine. Suck it to me, baby, one more time. To the windows, to the walls.
To the walls.
To the sweat drop down my balls. All these bitches crawl.
Skeet.
Oh, ski, motherfucker. Oh, ski, goddamn.
Goddamn.
Oh, ski, motherfucker. Oh, ski, Damn.
And that's the end of our commercial. Thank you.
Man, you don't understand what you made the people say. Yeah. Actually, I should have not started off with that song.
Why not?
For the shield from the star. Actually, I can cross the ocean for you. I will go and bring you the moon. I will be your hero, your strength, anything you need.
Great song.
I will be your lover and friend. I will be the rest all the time. Promise you, for you I will.
You know, sometimes when I'm like done the run, there's like a cool down period where you just kind of walk on the treadmill.
Yeah.
I'll play that song.
Damn. That's a nice stat. Me, I'm more into Slipknot, more into the whole rock and roll thing. Because when I bang out, I gang out. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to go all the way home. I'm playing all kinds of heavy rock shit, and I don't cool down for nothing. When I jog after that, it's next to the goddamn workout. I'm pumping iron, baby. I am going sicko mode from first walk into the gym until I leave. That's all.
Wow.
I stick in some Barbie Girl here and there because that hypes me up, even though that's one of a guilty pleasure song. I don't care.
Wow.
That's my gym method. If you freaking pussies out there that are listening and don't like it, too bad. Go complain to your goddamn manager that makes up the freaking list like this. Cowards. Anyway. Oh, let's talk about the Some People's Kids person that I found. Yeah. So I'm watching this video.
All right.
And
where is this video found?
On YouTube.
Okay.
It's basically this this dude on this sidewalk playing piano at night.
At night.
And he's playing for people, just playing in the public, you know, just because people drop in money. He's recording the whole situation himself, posting on TikTok, because that's what he does. He's a TikToker that does this-ish, okay? So he's playing it. Boom, doom, doom, doom. Some people are standing in front of him. They're enjoying it. They're like, wow, this is really cool. Some people give dropping in some money for him because he's doing well. Mm-hmm. Then this one person, black female, walks by. Walks up to the piano and just puts her hand on the piano as he's playing, and it ruins like this. So you hear the boom.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Like the sudden abrupt, exactly. The abrupt stop.
And the two people that were watching him like stop her, like, whoa, 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 what are you doing? Stop. They're like, all right, sorry about that. Please continue. So they're watching him. The black girl walks away.
All right.
All right. So we continue on with the night. He's still playing music. People dropping in money. Other people, the girls had left at this point.
Okay.
All right. So he's still playing the music. And moments later, the black girl comes back.
She's back now. What is she doing back?
I don't know why she's doing back. I mean, it looked like a party night. So the party must have been that great. So she walks up to the guy, to the piano, does the same thing, broom. But this time, the piano drops.
Ooh.
The whole setup falls
out. Ooh, that's not pretty.
And she's like,
not pretty.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. What? Oh my god, I'm so sorry. The guy's like, what are you doing? What the hell are you doing?
Gotta be on drugs.
What is your problem?
Gotta be drunk.
I don't know. But then
something like that.
But then here's the kicker. She's apologizing, and he's like, what's going on? She puts her hand in where the money jar is and takes the money. And then the guy's like, what the hell are you doing?
What is this lady on?
What are you doing?
What is this lady doing? I don't get it.
And so he posts a video. The video turns out to be one of his most viewed clips.
Of course.
And then the internet, being the internet, they tracked down the lady.
Oh, they did.
They find the Instagram. Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
And she is getting messages upon messages of how horrible of a human being she is.
I would not be surprised.
So then she reaches out to the guy via Instagram. And says, okay, listen, I'm really sorry for what I did. I do apologize. Look, I didn't mean to steal your money. It was just a pump fake. That's what she said. It was a pump fake. A pump.
The heck does that even mean?
I don't think she knows.
Is that new Gen Z?
I don't think she knows what the reference is.
What?
So, and then she goes, please, can you just like put a video out to say that I apologize? Like, you're harassing me. Like, the fans are harassing me. They're harassing my family. Just please leave me alone.
That's wild.
Yeah. And now, at this point, the guy says he will be pressing charges against her.
What is going on in this story?
No.
I thought the guy was like the innocent dude.
He is.
But why is he pressing charges?
He's pressing charges.
This bitch sent me an apology.
She tried to steal from him.
Yeah.
I mean.
But it's like all this. What is it? Like, oh, this lady's fucking harassing me with her apology messages. Yeah.
Like, bro, here's the deal, folks. You were told the first time.
Yeah.
To stop.
Did she say she was drunk?
She did not mention.
Okay.
You were told the first time to stop.
Yeah.
You walked away. That could have been the end. Leave it alone. Instead, you chose to come back, start some ish again. And you made matters worse.
What are you doing?
That's bullying. That is bullying.
Grade A bullying.
And then you have the nerve, the audacity to play the victim when you broke the damn piano set. And then you feel bad when people are harassing you because you're a bully. Well, that's the power of the internet, my friend. You do dumb-ish follows you back.
Crazy.
Why'd you do it in the first place? Why? That's like, you're going to question why people harass you. Why'd you do it in the first place? Why'd you be a moron?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What? Mm-hmm. Why? You could have just left the homeboy alone, let him do his thing, no interaction with him. If you didn't like the music, you could just walk away and avoid it. Instead, you decided to be a freaking loser and decide to make things worse for yourself and apparently your family, because now they have to suffer from your moron activities.
It's crazy.
So, female who seems to be like to play victim a lot, enjoy it. There's one thing to be playing victim for. You are a victim of some people's kids.
Welcome.
Welcome. Enjoy. We look forward to your apology DMs.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Idiot.
What a crazy story.
You idiot.
Like,
freaking idiot.
What is this lady thinking? She had to be drunk.
I mean,
she was drunk.
And her friends were there, like, watched her break the piano, and they're, like, laughing at her. Yeah. Because it's such a stupid thing to do.
I'm surprised.
And then the money stealing thing afterward to make matters worse.
Break the piano. You help him pick it up. I'm sorry. I was being dumb. Help him pick him up. Maybe give him $5. I apologize.
That was idiocracy. Stupid.
But yeah.
Shame on you.
People like that deserve to get harassed.
100%.
You know what I mean?
100%. Like, why? What did he do to you?
Like, you get doxed.
This guy's just making an honest living, you know, just playing on piano music for the people. That's all this is.
Don't be messing around with
people. Don't mess around with people.
Doesn't make sense.
Leave them alone.
Doesn't make sense.
That was, no.
What are you doing?
You do stupid things, you win stupid prizes.
Easily.
Simple. All right. Are we going to talk about TikTok versus America?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's got to be some of the biggest news
I think in a while
that probably came out this week.
That's a game changer. That's literal game changer, man.
Like forcing a company to sell their rights to something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The land of the free.
Home of the brave.
Land of the free.
Bow, 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 bow.
Sorry, but you cannot.
America,
you cannot freely own this app.
Yeah. So.
So for those who don't know, what we're talking
about. Or if
you
live under a damn rock.
Yeah, I don't.
But the U.S. You wrote this, which clearly.
The U.S. passed a bill, I believe, where they're forcing the sale of TikTok, and it can't be bought by a Chinese company. Hmm. It has to be bought by. Something other than a Chinese company.
So basically, they are forcing the owner, the current owner of TikTok, to sell, or else TikTok will be banned in the USA.
Banned in the US, yeah.
Banned in the USA.
That's crazy,
that's
man.
Mental, bro.
That is absolutely crazy.
I think in the USA is the most used. It gets the
most
used.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. Like, it's actually crazy how they're going to come out and be like, "Yeah, we're banning this app." Because, like, potentially the Chinese can, like, use that against them.
It's just the way that it's marketed and controlled. Like, the U.S. needs to have that control to show how it's marketed to the users and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly the USA is like, no, you don't get to control our country like that.
Yeah.
Only we control our country like that.
Yeah.
So leave it alone! And China's not budging.
That, someone's going to mess with my sister. It's going to be me. Dave Chappelle. It was like one of those like rednecks. Yeah, I think it was Clayton Bixby or something like that.
I think I know what you're talking about. He was talking about the.
Oh, he's talking about his sister. Yeah. I don't know. If anyone's going to mess around my sister, it's going to be me. that's what the States is doing. It's like someone's going to get around with like. The media, the consumption that gets put into the generation that's using TikTok at a mass thing. It's like, nope.
That's our problem. That's what we do.
We're going to do it.
Hey,
nobody else.
We work too damn hard to do that with Instagram and Facebook. You ain't going to take over with this.
Yeah.
That's literally
someone's going to mess with my sister. It's going to be.
Yeah.
Messed up.
Damn.
Shout out to Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, man. No, ahead of his time, man.
So good, man.
Oh, boy.
God. That's what I picture. That's what I picture the states doing when they're like, when there's something like this happens.
But now apparently the head of the company is begging people to, you know, put your voice out there.
Oh, if you're like,
trying to
save
TikTok, please.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
But yeah, now that it really goes to show you, it's really bad when China really needs your help. You know, you must know that this situation is pretty rough. But overall, I mean, if y'all are fans of TikTok, you can, Americans out there who, you know, are, if you're a fan of TikTok, please voice your opinion. Let us know. But fair warning, if you do support this, you're a communist.
Wow.
Yeah, I said it.
I didn't expect that to go there.
You're a goddamn communist and you hate your country.
Wow.
And you know what? As a matter of fact, you can leave the country because you know why? Because we're goddamn freedom fighters, you son of a bitch. And that's how we roll. Give me a Bud Light and goddamn cigarettes and you call it a day. I don't care about no Tic Tac or no goddamn the freaking Facebook or no goddamn Instagram. I don't give a damn. All right. This is America, buddy. The only likes and subscriptions that I do is the goddamn medication that I take before I watch every football game. Woo! America, motherfucker. Woo!
And that is an American in a nutshell.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
So, TikTok is in a real conundrum because I don't see them winning this battle. I think they have to sell. I think they will sell.
I think, like, it's so shady nowadays, man. Like, it's so easy for, like, someone in China to like get in touch with someone from like Istanbul, create a like a shell corporation that is run out of like the Middle East, and then like has a bank account in the Bahamas, kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Escrow, like
it's so easy for corporations to do that now. Like, I watched this whole thing the other day on how like companies are sending chips to different war-ridden countries and stuff like that, and they use it by a shell corporation. So like, I would not be surprised if China's like, okay, we're going to sell it just to keep it. And then there's a whole bunch of different like shell connections that lead to an American company that's like, okay, we're going to buy it from them.
You know
what I mean? Just to keep it open.
Yeah. That probably could happen. But honestly, I don't think China's going to budge. Not on this one. I think China's just known to just be such a powerhouse in terms of what they do. I don't think they're budging. I really don't.
Yeah,
I think the jig is up. The control is over. Their mind games are... It's over.
Yeah.
So no more TikTok dances for anyone else.
TikTok's crazy, man.
It's nuts,
like,
bro.
Like, it literally took over the world in such a short amount of, time.
Absolutely.
Like, just the thought of, like, so much media and so much thought process and, like, so much ideas and videos and all that kind of stuff can be so easily accessed within, like, a couple of seconds, you know?
It's
just, like, scroll up, boom, boom, next one. It's, like, just that thought process. It's already, like, creating a younger generation of like impatient people, mm-hmm. and like media consumption and like, I don't know,
going viral gets you instantly,
yeah, famous. Like that kind of stuff, right? Yeah. Like
you do dumb ish, it'll go viral.
It's nuts.
It's mental, bro. But hey, China, they did their thing. They had a good run, but we'll see where this goes.
We'll see.
I'm excited to see if it shuts down. I'm all for it.
I'm glad we're not marketing on TikTok. I know we thought about it here.
I know we did.
We definitely did.
We did.
You know, TikTok, we'll give that to you.
Yeah.
But
Instagram, if y'all go back to Instagram, I'm sure they will miss you.
Yeah.
Instagram. All right. Going to bum out news. Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball Z, passed away last week. We found out after the show.
Yes. Yes, we did.
That's bummy. RIP, man.
Crazy, man.
It's sad. The Dragon Ball, man. He invented the likes such as Goku, Vegeta, Piccolo.
Yeah.
These are like pop culture icons we're talking here, man.
Literally.
Goku is legit a pop culture icon.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
huge.
You hear that name, you instantly go to what show they're
on. Know.
Dragon Ball.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm sure there's people that don't even know Dragon Ball, but they know
Goku. Yeah.
They're like, okay, Gohan, Goku. As a person.
Yeah.
Like, very sad.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Rest in
68,
power.
Man.
Rest in power.
Damn.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Man. It was so bad. I was watching tribute videos and I just remember really, really bummed out. Yeah. I know in Argentina they had like a whole city freaking like came to like a square down there and
wow.
raised up their hands like they were putting giving the energy like for a spirit bomb.
Very cool.
No, I was like, oh, that's dope, bro.
There was on Steam. So for those PC gamers out there, the latest Dragon Ball is actually on sale. And I think they did that on purpose for this week.
Yeah.
It's like 90% off or something like that. Because I guess they wanted people to like buy it and then like, you know, kind of share the game and stuff like that. And yes, Steam makes a little bit of money and so does Bankai.
Bandai,
the company that makes the games and stuff like that. Bandai, they make a little bit of money in it, but I think it is an overall sense and like what they were really thinking. It's like, you know what, this is an opportunity for us to like show face. It's like, we'll throw it on sale, get as much exposure to everybody that's willing to put like the, I think it's like on sale for $10 or something like that.
Okay.
So yeah, definitely go show some love. You know, Dragon Ball definitely raised Carlos and I in a sense.
I think so.
You know, the television parents, like, the shout out back to our television parents.
Yeah.
Episode way back in the day for all of you OG listeners.
Can't believe we're doing that now. We have way back in the day episodes. Crazy. Now.
Oh, it's pretty bad. It was like 100 episodes ago, more than 100 episodes ago.
Good Lord.
But yeah, definitely go check that one out. That was a good one. But definitely, you know, shout out to Dragon Ball Z.
Akira. He was a game designer on Chrono Trigger.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still play that game.
Yeah.
To this day.
Damn. R.I.P., man.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Super sad.
Bummer.
There's
going to be a marathon this weekend on Saturday. The Toonami. If you guys, for Americans that have, that's their anime channel out in America on the Cartoon Network. They're showing 24 hours of Dragon Ball
Saturday. Wow.
Yeah.
Is Dragon Ball in any major streaming?
Crunchyroll.
Okay.
So if you have Crunchyroll, it's on there.
Yeah, definitely check that out.
Please.
I'm gonna try and watch like a Dragon Ball episode today, later today or maybe tomorrow.
Watch the episode where Goku went Super Saiyan. That's like probably the
most best one of the moment. Most iconic.
Yeah, it's one of the most iconic moments, man.
Yeah.
Or just like watch countdowns. I know Watch Mojo did like a bunch of countdowns recently on Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
So check it out, guys.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor and have yourself a Dragon Ball of a weekend this weekend. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Find yourself some Dragon Balls.
Okay. You know what? I'm just gonna turn into this right now. What you just said was absolutely offensive and completely disgusting. And I know what you meant by it.
Yeah.
And that's gross. So shame on you.
I'm trying to get with Android 18.
Oh, wow.
Absolute sweetie.
Wow. Damn.
He also influenced the X-rated.
Yeah, you think? My God. Android 18. You are sick in the head. Huh.
I'm just kidding.
You are. No, you're not. No, you're not.
No, I ain't. No, I'm just playing. That, I don't know. That was a funny.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Wait, you tell me Android 18.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you remember when you see that one moment with Android 18? She was like, and then she bent over just to get something, and then she had that. I'm like, man, what the hell? Whoa, yo, that's Krillin's wife you're talking about, bro.
If anyone's gonna mess with this, Android's gonna be me.
Yo, god damn. Okay.
Oh yeah,
okay.
I forgot that Krillin married. Yeah, yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Short kings, man. That's a short message. Kings. See, Akira, even Akira is letting you know you short kings can do it, man. Yeah. Even you short kings out there think that you can't get you a woman. Look at Krillin, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if he like envisioned himself in Krillin in some sort of sense.
I think he envisioned them in all of them, all the characters, you know?
Different characteristics.
Yeah. Even Frieza, when he killed Krillin, like, man, I want to kill myself. Oh, what? Too soon? Oh, this is too soon?
All right. We should just end this episode right now. This is a rest in peace. Like...
Too soon. Well, he didn't off himself. He died of it was a hematoma.
I was just kidding.
All right. Vibes Cartel.
Free.
He's a free man.
He is a free.
That what even crazy. Happened? I never thought I'd see the
What
day.
Even happened?
So allegedly, these two guys came to his house. They were dudes that I believe he were beefing with. And he ended up shooting both of them and burying them both in his backyard.
Oh, shit. That's wild.
Yeah. And now he's getting away with it because of juror misconduct.
Wow.
I never thought this day would happen.
Where was this, though? In America? Jamaica. Oh, in Jamaica. Okay. Yeah,
in Jamaica.
Jamaica. That's wild. That's wild. Yeah. What a crazy story.
Bro, I never thought I'd see the day.
Some of the best music and one of the best shooters.
That man was going to get out of prison. I'm like, no, they have him dead to rights. He's done. That's it. Like, it's concrete. It's the evidence is there. He's done. And then today comes and they announce he's coming back. That is crazy. Wow. Vibes Cartel is out. Yo, Jamaicans are going nuts right now. Yeah. I'm telling you.
It's going to be a crazy
summer. This summer is going to be insane.
It's going to be a crazy summer.
Mental.
Although his music's not haram.
What? are we talking about the same Vibes Cartel?
I'm just kidding.
I'm kidding. Are you like, you ever heard the freaking, oh my God. Yeah. Let me, you know what? Not haram. I know you're joking, but let me name you some of the titles of his music and then tell me if it's haram or not. All right, let's see. Fever is also, Fever is a good one. Summertime is a good one. You can't go wrong with that one. Happy Pum Pum.
Yeah. Oh, it's haram as well.
Virginity. Like I'm Superman. Let's see what other one. Watch over. No, that's not even. It Bend Like Banana.
Oh, alrighty.
And, the picture. It's a picture of Vibes Cartel clearly getting a dutty wine from a female. And Playboy Bunny, tequila shots. This is legit. Everything that's haram that they list in the goddamn Quran is like, yeah, wine Fimi. And yeah, that's just just a gist of his songs.
Never mind then.
Yeah.
Never mind.
110% it's haram. Are you kidding?
But yeah.
Vibes Cartel, yeah, free man.
Free vibes.
He's a free on the Mount Rushmore of dancehall, in my opinion. It says a lot about him. He's a very popular guy. But yeah, that first concert, that first show is probably gonna be mental.
Mm-hmm.
Good for Mr. Vibes Cartel. And I saw videos. You know who Kai Cenat is?
Nope.
Kai Cenat? You've never heard of him? He's like the biggest Twitch streamer on the planet.
Dude with dreads, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. Black dude. Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. Or wait.
Yep, come on. He is a deny dude.
Deny dude.
Yeah.
Denied list dude.
Deny list dude. That's right.
Got it. Yeah, what about him?
So he went to Nigeria. Cool. Last week, I think.
Cool.
And he's currently in Ghana.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sick.
And
that's hype.
And I'm watching videos of it. I'm like, I didn't have this much fun in Ghana. This is absolute BS.
Is it like wild?
It's. He like was out chilling with wild. like these Ghanaian rappers and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was like,
that's cool.
That's pretty cool. And then I've seen the video of him going to a club in Nigeria. I'm like, damn, that looks mental.
I can imagine.
It looks so good.
I can imagine how crazy though that is.
And then he was talking like Ghanaian women out there, and I'm like, man, where were these women? I was there. This is nonsense. That's why when you go on vacation, explore is all you can.
You gotta go. You gotta be out there.
You gotta be out there because freaking you miss out on all the goddamn nonsense. All right, this is.
I wonder if there's gonna be like an increase of like tourism in those two areas.
That's a good point, maybe.
You know, from just those videos, because like, at least from my understanding, now I'm really thinking about it. That guy has
He has thousands
and like not even like a couple thousand. I'm talking about like thousands and thousands. Like I think the last time or one time
they
I was
welcomed him in the country like he was like a president. Crazy, he had like man. Dancers and everything. And
crazy. Like Oprah, he probably has like over like 50,000 to 70,000 people watching him at a time,
mm-hmm,
from my understanding.
I believe he had over 100,000 at one point.
Crazy, man. Like, absolutely wild. Good for him for making himself that far, man. That's wild.
You work hard and you get what you do. So good for him, man. But I was talking to my brother about it, and they're like, I was asking him, do you think it's harder to stream or vlog? And I'm like, he said, probably stream. I'm like, why? Because you're sitting there for hours on end, just sitting in the same place and like have to be entertaining as hell and like doing stuff
all the time.
Yeah, but I'm like, but if you're vlogging, that's like your everyday life. You have to entertain to the world. Like you have no private time. You know? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I guess like streaming, you can cut it off.
Yeah, you can have that cut off and like. Because I guess, like, I don't know. What do you think? What would we cover?
Well, with vlogging, like, you can edit and, like, choose not to put certain things in. If you're like streaming and like live streaming, it like whatever's happening at that point time have to be in the video, like, or it has to go through, or people are going to catch it kind of thing. So if you say one dumb thing or like one non-inclusive thing,
a busker's piano
or something like that, exactly, then it's like all over the place kind of thing. With vlogging, something bad happens, you could like, okay, I'll edit that out. Hopefully no one gets to see it, no one like baits me out in person kind of thing. That's the way I would look at it or approach it. And like, vlogging is crazy, man. Like,
because you can tell, like, some of these vloggers, they're not like genuine, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can enjoy, like, like, they, these things look so cool and stuff, but like,
no, man. Like, all the vloggers on like YouTube that like tend towards like little kids, like, all those like teenage vloggers. Or
what's
that
his
have
face? David Dobrik is one. You never like, heard of this guy?
No.
Oh, he's a, he was a popular.
Or
YouTuber.
Like the families that vlog their whole lives, and then like little kids watch, love watching, like my little brother Kenny's, and he literally just turned 6 or 8 and he loves watching that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I can't.
And I'm like, man, why do you like this? He's like, I don't know, it's cool, they have cool toys and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, I get that, like, that's cool, but like, he gets to watch this family vlog their whole life, and that in itself is weird,
because like, I mean, like, that's their life, isn't like that.
Yeah,
and they have portrayed, they just portray that it is.
Yeah,
that's why.
Wasn't there like somebody recently that like got sent to jail for hitting her kids or something like that?
They're starving.
We were talking about that last one of the past
episodes. She was a YouTuber, she like starved her kids, like removed furniture so they slip on the floor and stuff. And then now she's facing time in prison.
Crazy.
All for the clout, man. It's so not worth it.
I think I would rather stream.
Really?
And then if somebody, I would rather stream. If something 100%. hit the fan, then I'd be like, okay, I gotta shut the stream off. I'm sorry.
So you're just like shutting, you know?
Yeah.
And then a Mein Kampf book drops, or like, oh,
right.
Now I understand I'm a person of color and you're wondering why I'm reading this. You just rush to the computer, just turn it off. God damn it. He's schneiden, she's fine. You're speaking German.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, I'd rather stream 100%. 100%. 100%. But I don't want to stream like while I'm on vacation and stuff. No. I'll stream for entertainment. That's all. That's me. That's my take. That's my take on it. I'm good for today. What about you?
Yeah. I'm pretty good.
Any puzzles you would like to solve?
I think we pretty much talked about everything that I we wanted to get across. You know, the yeah.
All the hints that were given to us, we solved. Yeah. All the puzzles crossed our D's.
We're good. Inclusive wordplay. You know.
Remember, folks.
Rappers are gonna get a field day.
Oh, they're gonna they gotta be careful.
And send it to J. Cole. See what he says.
They're like, hey, pal.
You could still kill a rap using all that kind of stuff, though.
Yeah. Absolutely. That album's gonna come out soon. I can't wait for that.
The Fall Off.
The Fall Off. All right, folks. We're gonna end it here. Thank you so much. As always, appreciate it. Don't forget to like and subscribe and tell all your friends about us. That way we can grow, get bigger, even get a studio, even invite some big booty hoes.
What?
Hold on. It's not here. I can say that. The big booty hoes into the studio so that we can interview them and get their take. Ryan will obviously just be there for interview questions. I will be there for the physical.
Wow.
But that's all. That's all we got to say. But anyway, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. And as always, folks, fill it in.
Peace, everybody.
Peace.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Just want to make sure that this happens to work. Do we sound okay? Yes. Thank you. All right.